So this week we're finally on Express. And Express is about expressing all of this. Expressing who we are, expressing more than who we are, expressing the good. It's got to do with the outward manifestation of what these other three categories are doing within us. It's also referred to as spontaneity, and these are practices that might be a little bit less familiar. They're things that typically one would learn in the monastery. When you start in a monastery when you're 12, by the time you're 30, you've just sort of soaked up how to express nothingness. But we can't do that, so we have certain techniques to help us become aware of that and learn to do that. So expressing spontaneity is about being able to let go of control. So we have ourselves, this small self, or the lenses that we look through. Everything that we do and say pretty much get put through those lenses. So we sort of vet everything that we do. It doesn't just come out of pure intention. It goes through these thought processes, whether conscious or subconscious. So spontaneity is learning to let go of those controls, to not interfere with what's coming up with us. With these practices, specifically with learning to feel what it feels like to let go of control. And then having equanimity with not being in control, equanimity being okay with it, being able to let the experience come and go without having to push and pull and change it. And if we have equanimity with not controlling everything that we say or do, then we can act spontaneously. And you've all done this. This is like when you move instinctively and protect your child from getting hit by a ball. You don't think about it, you just do it. Or you just say the right thing and later on wonder where that came from because you couldn't have thought it up if you'd tried. You know, that sort of thing is a spontaneous arising. We can't make it happen because if we're making it happen, it's not spontaneous. But we can learn, we can do things in which we can learn to recognize what it feels like to do, to let go of that control, and thereby make it more likely that it happens and we foster the spontaneity. Now, I have to say that this acting without conscious control, the spontaneity, doesn't happen in a vacuum. You have to have, first of all, some experience of yourself to be able to let go of yourself, which is where the appreciation practices come in. When we're learning who we are in a lot of detail, you know, not what we like or, you know, what our tendencies are, but who, what are we? And how does the experience of seeing and hearing and feeling and thinking and emotions, how do they all work together to create the personality that's showing up right now? We learn about that, and then we can start to let go of it or let it let go of us. So it's good to have some understanding of that, but it's also not necessary. Zen Buddhism, for example, their instructions for meditating are just sit. Don't try and do anything. Just sit. Just do it. Do it spontaneously. And it might take years for a Zen monk to figure out what that means. I mean, you don't try and figure it out either because that's not being spontaneous. So it's not necessary to do observation of the self, but it can be helpful. It's also good to have some grounding in ethical conduct. Now, by that, I don't mean training or what I mean is, if you're going to let go of the control over what you say and do, and you're rooted in values that are selfish and unkind, then what's going to spontaneously come out is going to be selfish and unkind. So it's good to have values of kindness, intentions of kindness and generosity and that sort of thing, because then when you let go of the things which are controlling your words and actions, what you're letting go of is you're letting go of that attachment that we're talking about, and the grasping and the aversion is what we're letting go of, so that what can come out is that kind and generous source. So that's a real quick summary of what these expressing techniques are about. They're a little bit different from what we typically do here, where we sit and either observe without intention to direct the observation. We just observe whatever comes up, or else if we're doing nurturing positive, we're creating content and then observing what we create. So we're creating goodwill or imagining something positive and noticing the feelings from that. In the express techniques, it's more a matter of doing things that come spontaneously and then learning to recognize what it feels like to be spontaneous. So the first thing we talked about a few months back when this was our topic was a technique called auto walk. Now, auto meaning spontaneous, not automaton. We're not talking about being robots, but we're talking about allowing our bodies, and we don't have to think about where we're walking, right? If you were to have to think, lift my foot, move my foot, place my foot, shift my weight, you'd never get anywhere, right? Your body can do that automatically. What we want to do is try and feel that automaticness happening. And as we get more sensitive to feeling that, then we notice it more, we allow it more, and we can eventually sort of drop into spontaneity. So you can do auto walk, where you would walk around, but walk really loose, or maybe pretend you're drunk so that you're going off balance a little bit and your body's going to check that for you without you thinking about it. And then you can notice that sensation of what did that feel like to not be controlling that action. It just happened spontaneously. You can do auto talk. The technique involves chanting together something, typically just 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, or the alphabet, or something that you don't have to think about. You can do this on your own and when no one's around if you want. And you do it and you listen to yourself doing it. And after a while, it starts becoming meaningless. You might have had that experience. Sometimes you say a word too many times and it just starts sounding like nonsense. So that's why we're choosing like counting or the alphabet, because there's less meaning to have to go away. But once it becomes meaningless, your brain isn't actively involved in it. It's not interpreting it. And you can really just listen and feel the sensations of making those sounds. And they're happening spontaneously. And so again, you can sort of get a little feel of directly touching the spontaneity that we never touch, because usually when it's happening, it's because we're not paying attention. Because if we were paying attention, we'd be trying to control what's happening. So it's just a sensitivity technique, but it can be part of this practice in the way that you can learn to let go of the things that hold back that wisdom from coming out when you need it to come out.
Okay, so you're saying to be spontaneous and then to notice you being spontaneous, well, doesn't that kill the spontaneity?
That's right. So you're not trying to be spontaneous. because that isn't spontaneous. And it's a sort of tricky, subtle thing because of what you said. You know, you might have noticed that if you try and watch your thoughts, you know, you've got what they traditionally call monkey mind going on, just constant thinking all the time. And then you get a meditation instructor that says, okay, stop and watch your thoughts and see what's there. As soon as you stop and watch them, they all go away, right? It's just what happens. If as soon as you start paying attention to the spontaneity, it could go away. But if you can watch it very lightly and quickly, you can start to get a feel. It's actually like a physical sensation of feeling the nerves in your body, you know, being triggered without you intending them to. And like I said, it's happening all the time, but when it's happening is when we're not paying attention. So we're just trying to bring some attention to that. And then another technique is auto-think, which is really good for spurring creative processes or working on problems that you can't solve. And I think that's what we'll do tonight. And it involves watching your thoughts, getting sort of comfortable with seeing them and looking at them in a loosely held, broad way. And we'll go through a series of steps until you're sort of having an overview of your brain. And then you're more likely to see thoughts coming up before you jump in and shut them down, which is what we tend to do. We tend to notice before we're even aware that this is going to be an important thought, I need to let that one come up, and that one's not important, so we're going to ignore that. And so this is just a way of sort of loosening up that grip so that we can see all sorts of things that are coming up. And often that will be creative. When I do it at retreats, sometimes we'll have like a whole morning just on auto-think. And twice this has happened to me. One time, just in the middle of the meditation, I started getting all these one-liners, Buddhist one-liners. I mean, I can't write jokes. Sometimes they come to me, but they were just constantly. I had to start writing them down. I had 4 pages of jokes by the end of that. And they were funny, too. And I can't do that when I want to. And then the other time, this poem just fell out of my head. So it can be a useful thing to allow that spontaneous thinking. And sometimes that doesn't happen. So, you know, we were talking about why we meditate or what we're expecting to happen. You need to hold it loosely and have some equanimity, some patience and allowing with the fact that it might take time, you know, to get the hang of it. That's pretty much the summary of Express. And for those of you who haven't been here, I apologize if it seems sort of like a whirlwind. We spent a month talking about what I've just summarized. So if none of it makes any sense, then just use it as something to pique your interest. So having said all that, are there any questions or comments about expressing the source, expressing the self and the world? You can see how it sort of comes back to the beginning. We start with ourselves, we transcend ourselves, we improve ourselves, and then we act and speak. And in doing so, we get to know ourselves better, and we get to transcend ourselves more.